Rashida Tlaib shares fake poll claiming Israelis support rape. By Joel B. Polak on August 8, 2024. Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, reposted a digitally altered image earlier this week that falsely claimed to show a poll saying Israelis believe soldiers should be allowed to rape Palestinians. The fake image was called out by users on X, formerly Twitter, including journalist Yashar Ali. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib has retweeted the tweet on the left, which contains a digitally altered image. That is not what the poll question was. The poll question was, do you think the government has surrendered to terrorist supporters? The authentic poll, in the screenshot, pic.twitter.com/8qrlgbg, who ate? Yashar Ali, at Yashar, August 8, 2024. Tlaib had reposted a post by Nora Arakat, a pro-Palestinian lawyer and academic. Arakat admitted the mistake, but claimed that the doctored image had seemed credible because of reports of the rape of a Palestinian detainee. Rep. Tlaib trusted me in posting this while cross-checking was my mistake. But surely you understand how one would take this poll to be true in light of video of gang rape of a Palestinian detainee in Knesset plus public debate on whether such rape should be okay. That is the disgrace, Alex. Nora Arakat, at 4 Nora, August 8, 2024. That story, as Breitbart News has reported, is highly controversial within Israel. A doctor at the Sde'iman prison reported his concerns about the possible sodomization of a Palestinian terror detainee. When Israeli military investigators arrived to arrest the suspects, they were met by protesters who had broken into the prison. Later, it emerged that another doctor concluded that the Palestinian detainee's injuries were inconsistent with rape, and more likely to have been caused by an object the prisoner inserted into his own rectum. Supporters of the accused soldiers, who are being held in custody pending trial, say that the prisoner had smuggled a cell phone into the detention facility. Regardless, the story has gone viral within the Arab world, thanks in part to a video that was leaked to Israel's Channel 12, purporting to show the abuse of the Palestinian detainee. The video, however, is grainy and inconclusive. Some Israelis are worried that the dozens of Israeli hostages currently held by Hamas could be abused further due to the leak of the video, and the sharing of inflammatory claims of rape and abuse that have not been proven in court. Update: Al Jazeera later posted the same false poll. Breaking: Al Jazeera just posted the fabricated poll that Rashida Tlaib promoted yesterday. Al Jazeera, and its Qatari overlords, are the enemies. pic.twitter.com/LLF5PUSM. Eitan Fishberger, at a Fishberger, August 8, 2024. The network deleted the post and it is no longer visible. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda: What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.